Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is October the 11th and our Bible reading portion is from the Gospel of Matthew chapters 10 to 12. Trust God for His infinite care and protection. We read in Matthew chapter 10 verses 28 to 31 like this. The words of our Lord Jesus Christ. And do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear Him who is able to destroy both body and soul in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. The above passage is part of instructions that our Lord Jesus Christ gives to His 12 disciples before sending them off in pairs on a missionary journey. They were to spread the good news about the kingdom of God that He had come to establish on the earth. Some of these instructions apply mainly to the 12 apostles that Jesus had selected to be His disciples, and some to those serving just before His return. However, the rest of these instructions are timeless spiritual principles that are applicable for all the servants of God through the ages until His return to earth. As Jesus sends His disciples out with a missionary mandate, He gave them the power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of diseases. Thus, Jesus thoroughly equipped them for their deliverance ministry and the task that He wanted them to fulfill, just as the popular saying goes, the will of God does not send us where the grace of God cannot keep us. All they were required to do now was to fear and obey God and not the people, just as the epitaph of the saintly John Knox reads, "Here lies one who feared God so much that he never feared the face of any man." In the midst of their fiery trials, the disciples were to take comfort in God's care, provision, and protection. In this regard, Jesus gives them a life lesson from the ubiquitous sparrow. Two of these insignificant birds were sold for a copper coin that was worth about 1/16 of a denarius, but not one of them died outside the will of God or without the knowledge of His presence. The same God who takes a personal interest in the tiny sparrow even keeps an accurate count of the hairs of the head of each of His children. We are thus reminded of God's gracious providential care over His children. Let us trust God for His infinite care and protection over our lives. We are precious to our Heavenly Father who never loses track of us. He cares for us deeply and He is always in control over our lives. God's eyes are in every place and nothing escapes His attention. As it says in the book of Proverbs, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. Today, let us acknowledge that only God has the power over death and hell. When we fear God, we do not need to fear anything else.